Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. The Oklahoma Angus Association, in cooperation with the Oklahoma National Stockyards, is sponsoring an Angus Influence feeder calf sale Monday, November 11th at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. These high-quality Angus consignments will lead off the preconditioned turn on Monday the 11th. These lots will meet the standards of the Oklahoma National Stockyards on preconditioned cattle. They also must meet CAB visual specifications, and many will be coming out of programs like Angus Source and Angus Link. Angus Influence sale at the Oklahoma National Stockyards this Monday, November 11th.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Kicking off today, going through Sunday morning, the annual meeting of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau and their annual trade show to go along with that, happening once again downtown Oklahoma City at the Cox Convention Center. Sunday morning, they'll be hearing from Oklahoma Senator James Lankford during their inspirational service time. On Saturday, the delegates will be working on policy, election of some directors for the coming year, as well as the president's term is up. Rod Mozell, current president of Farm Bureau, running for re-election to the General Farm Organization. And along the way, they'll be honoring some of the Farm Families of the Year for the state of Oklahoma. And their young adult program, YF&R, Young Farmers and Ranchers, will be celebrating some of their brightest and best as well. This year's Oklahoma Farm Bureau Convention underway through the weekend in downtown OKC. He's guardedly optimistic. Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist, says that for corn, for wheat, and for soybeans, we've actually had some rising prices of late.
Well, we've seen prices inching up. You take wheat prices since early September, they were up 45 cents. They backed off just a little bit 2 weeks ago, and then they recovered most of that loss. You look at corn prices were up about 40 cents. 2 weeks ago, they started down. They've got a slight downtrend. Soybeans gained 90 cents, but the good news is they're inching up. They're slowly, kind of like a snail, but they're moving higher.
Dr. Kim Anderson. Also moving up, the quail population. That's the word from this year's quail roadside surveys across Oklahoma, showing a statewide population index of observed quails up 23.6% over 2018. Dry weather in southwestern Oklahoma held back the quail population some in that part of the state, but overall statewide, Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation saying quail numbers are higher. National Pork Producers Council rolling out a new campaign highlighting the benefits of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. They're calling it, It's Pork O'Clock Somewhere, focus on pork and the many ways it's enjoyed across North America. Jim Moreau with MPPC.
Well, we want to keep a spotlight on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement that is in place but needs to be ratified by Congress. And there are obviously a lot of issues swirling around the U.S. pork industry. There are none that is more important than ratifying USMCA and getting it implemented that will preserve zero-tariff pork trade in North America for the long term and give our farmers some certainty. So with everything going on, we want to keep a spotlight on that and reinforce with members of Congress the importance of that trade agreement and encourage them to get it ratified this year.
Of course, the key right now, getting Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi to agree to a vote on USMCA. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.